Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Open Mic Session. Today's topic is WebSphere Partner Gateway Update Installer Tips and Hints. My name is Joseph Lam, and this session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide number 2. In today's Open Mic session, we will start off by introducing to you our panel of experts for the call. We will then move on to give you a brief introduction to Update Installer and its hints and tips with WebSphere Partner Gateway. Next, our panel of experts will answer questions that were pre-submitted to us via email. Then, we will open the lines for a live Q&A period. Finally, the session will end with a summary of the Open Mic session given by our panel of experts. Moving on to slide number 3. At this time, I would like to introduce to you our panel of experts for today's call. Our panel consists of Usha Lakhani, WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 3 Support.
Hello everyone, this is Usha Lakhani. I've been working with IBM for past 4 years, and I'm really pleased to share that I have joined IBM just after my engineering degree as a fresher. And I'm working with WPG Level 3 support team for past 3 years. I really love my job of providing support to WPG and help our customers. And before that, I have worked with WDI team, that is Data Interchange team, as a tester for around 6 to 7 months, and I have also worked on developing Update Installer for WPG. Thank you.
Thank you, Usha. Next, we have Atul Gohead, WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 3 Support Team Lead.
Hello, everyone. This is Atul from IBM Level 3 Support. I have experience working with WPG for past more than 4 years, both in development and support. Most recently, for over a year, I am working as a team lead for WPG Level 3 support. Prior to joining WPG, I was involved in projects on G2E and grid computing. Thank you.
Thank you, Atul. And finally, we have Aichi Boudreau, WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 support.
Howdy, everyone. It's a greeting you probably can figure out. I'm from Texas. This is Aichi Boudreau. Actually, I almost hate to say this next thing because it can be an indication of my age. I've been with IBM for more than 20 years. And all this time, I have held positions in the product quality areas, either through product testing or customer support. I enjoy my job of enhancing product quality at IBM. I joined the WPG Level 2 team back in November of 2006. Before that, I have worked in AIX and then server technical support and testing. And I also work with IBM Director and Storage Area Network product area. I'm certified as an AIX System Administrator, Microsoft Certified Professional MCP Plus Internet, and Red Hat Technician. Thank you.
Thank you, Aichi. Now, before we get to the question and answer period, our panelists would like to give you a technical overview of the topic. I'll now move on to slide number 4, and please go ahead, Aichi and Atul.
Thank you for coming to the open mic for Update Installer. We have implemented Update Installer on WPG for over a year now. And even though we had a technical exchange on this topic, we feel having an open mic will be more beneficial at this stage so we can provide more immediate Q&A to you on the topic. On slide number 5, I want to start the introduction of this open mic by going over what type of feedback we have received from customers about doing service and maintenance in WPG. We have heard feedback from customers about wanting to have automated application, easily apply maintenance, the ability to apply maintenance on selected nodes, and finally, customers would like to have a wizard to perform those activities. Update installer is IBM's answer to implement those requirements. The next two slides, we are going to quickly go over how Update Installer works with WPG. My co-presenters, Atul, will lead that part of introduction. Please move to slide 6.
Thank you, Aichi. We would now have a brief overview of how Update Installer works with Visual Partner Gateway. People who have already have had experience of using WebSphere Application Server would definitely find using the WPG Update Installer very similar. The reason being, the WebSphere Partner Gateway Update Installer is an extension to the Update Installer that is being used for WebSphere Application Server. The Update Installer as such provides an efficient and common infrastructure to provide similar user experience while applying all of the maintenance changes. The Update Installer has very beneficial features such as installation of maintenance changes for both a temporary apart fix or a fix pack, uninstallation of maintenance changes again for both aparts as well as fix packs. Update Installer also can recover from failures that might occur during installation and uninstallation of a maintenance pack. And it also helps to maintain history of applied maintenance. Now, with respect to WPG, there are various types of changes in WPG maintenance which can be broadly classified into application ER changes, the database changes which includes procedures and indexes, and file system changes which are related to some of the tools that come with WPG such as the partner migration and the archiver. While it is common to have all of these three related types included in a WPG fix pack, the temporary apart fixes may have combination of these changes. So as to apply the WPG maintenance, the execution steps of WPG Update Installer are specific to the installation topology of the WPG instance and also the type of changes that are going in with a particular maintenance. For simple mode installations, the Update Installer would essentially need to be executed on the machine hosting WPG. For simple distributed and full distributed mode installations, the sequence of maintenance installation would be to execute the Update Installer mandatorily on the deployment manager first, and during this execution, the changes related to the application EAR and the database gets applied onto the WPG instance. The second step would be to use the Update Installer so as to install the maintenance changes which include the file system changes. In this case, the Update Installer would also need to be executed on the machine hosting the other WPG nodes as well. I would now move on to the next slide so as to cover on some internal workings of the Update Installer. Moving on to slide number 7. So as to execute the Update Installer cleanly for WPG, one needs to determine the application of maintenance on other nodes is required or not. Now, this information is essentially logged into the file named as wpgupdateinformation.log, which gets created under the location of wpg install location logs update maintenance pack name.install, and this location has to be checked on the machine which hosts the wpg deployment manager. Looking at this, the maintenance itself, when the pack is built, that emits out whether there are other components such as common file system applicable for that particular maintenance. So as to maintain the maintenance history, it gets captured for all the maintenance that is applied onto the deployment manager machine. The history also gets maintained on all of the specific nodes for the non-EAR related maintenance changes. The update installer internally performs a node synchronization operation. Essentially, when it does a node synchronization, the changes that get applied onto one of the nodes in a VAS-ND cluster are propagated on all the participating nodes within the cluster. This node synchronization is performed on simple distributed and full distributed modes of WPG installation every time before the installation and after the uninstallation of any maintenance. With this brief understanding of why we use update installer and how exactly it works internally so as to give it its features benefits, we would now like to move on to the pre-submit questions that we have received earlier. The first of this question on slide 8 is, why did Vestia Partner Gateway decide to use update installer? What version of WPG do I need to use update installer?
This is Achibudro. I will take question 1. Question 1, we have actually 2 parts. Okay, I'm going to address the first one here. There are several reasons why WPG opt to use update installer. For WPG, there was no installer to apply the temporary fixes. At old days, always, WPG support used to send long steps for applying fixes, and this definitely was not desirable. And also, uninstallation of fixed pack from that method was not possible. Before sending any fix, it was difficult for us to know which fixes customers already have applied. In other words, a fixed history was difficult to get with the old implementation. You might recall to integrate the fix, WPG used to ask for jar files from your environment. And because of this previous reason, you know, there were just nothing to track the list of fixes applied on customer's environment. During research, the process to implement a better fix tool for WPG, we felt update installer can bring the following advantages. First of all, a common installer which can be used to install any update, fix packs, iFixes, WAS, and WPG both. Through update installer, there's also an established method of uninstalling fixed pack and iFixes. And finally, update installer maintains the history of the fixes applied or removed. There's a clear record as a result. Now before the first part of question 1. The second part, what version of WPG do I need to use update installer? Update installer for WPG is enabled with WPG version 6.2 GA code and WPG version 6.1 6 pack 3. Now let's move to slide number 9 for question number 2. The question is, why do I need the update installer from WAS along with the WPG update installer? A tool actually touched this during the introduction part. I'm just going to quickly recap here. A common update installer is used for applying fixes on both WAS and WPG. However, to make this happen, some WPG jar files will need to be prepared into WPG product install location so the same update installer can support WPG as well. So we're not talking about two update installers, it's just one, but to make it to work, we have to move some jar files specifically for WPG. The key thing here is to put the jar files into appropriate locations and refresh WPG-related information in response files. We have received some other pre-submit questions about this, and we'll go more in-depth in the coming slides. Let's move to slide number 10. Question 3. When using update installer with WPG, does it matter which machines I apply the fix to first? In other words, does the order matter? As a general rule, any kind of fix has to be applied first from the manager location in case of distributed mode. And in case of simple mode, any fix needs to be applied from hub install location. If there's any exception at all, our support center will inform you about this in the fix install instruction. So it's very important when you get the fix from us, look through the instruction. If there's any deviation, that is where we're going to communicate with you. So in summary, all the fix tag needs to be applied from the manager and hub. Now let's move to slide 11. Here's another pre-submit question. Question number 4. Which response file has to be used?
Hello everyone. I would be walking through the next three pre-submit questions. First on the question number 4. The response file essentially is a file in which the WPG users would provide information on the product location, the SOAP port to be used to connect to the deployment manager, and on the database access details. Now, this information is required for the update installer to connect to the WPG instance and then apply the maintenance subsequently. There are local specific response files present under the WPG installation location response files folder. The users of WPG would need to choose a response file pertaining to the locale of their system. For example, in case of an English locale, the file named bcgupdate_en_us.txt is to be used. It is advisable that the users check the locale on the machine and then use the appropriate response files. In case there is no locale set for the machine, the default locale file of bcgupdate.txt should be used. I would now move on to question number 5 on slide 12. This question is on which log file do I use to find errors from update installer? How do I investigate the log file to resolve the issue? Based on our experiences so far, most of the times, the update installer might fail due to any wrong credential informations provided in the response file. The log information during the application as well as during the installation of the maintenance is captured within the file named updateconfig.log. This file is located under the WPG product install location update/log folder within a specific folder with the, carrying the name same as of that the pack file which is being applied. The users can check on these locations for the update config log files for any messages with a text as error, all in capital case. The log information around this search string would help them understand the problem and thereafter correct the required response file parameter values and rerun the update installer. Moving on to question number 6 on slide 13. In this question, if the update installer fails, what do I need to do to recover so that I may start again? As we saw in the answer for question 5, if there are any issues during the update installer, the reason for failure can be determined by looking into the update config log file. Once the cause of failure is determined and corrected, the update installer has to be rerun. During this rerun, the update installer by itself determines that the earlier attempt was a failure and would attempt to recover. During recovery, the partially applied update installer fix gets uninstalled. In case the failure was during an uninstallation operation, even then the recovery would attempt to clean up the partially uninstalled fix. After the recovery operation is completed, the update installer has to be rerun to either install or uninstall the maintenance. There is an additional recommendation to backup the WPG application database during or before the application of any WPG fix pack. In case of any failures noticed during the application of the fix pack, after the update installer recovery is done to clean up the installation of the partially applied fix pack, we recommend that the users would need to restore the database backup. We would now move on to question number 7. What would go wrong with using update installer? What are the possible causes of error?
Thanks, Atul. Hi, this is Usha. I'll be taking up this question. Just repeating the question, what could go wrong with using update installer and what are the possible causes of error? As you all know that some kind of configuration is needed for UPDI update installer to support WPG. If anything goes wrong while configuring that, UPDI fails. Most of the time, the error occurs due to some wrong information provided in the response file. For example, if wrong database name, wrong database username, wrong password, or if the DMZR is not running, in case of simple mode, if server is not running, if node agents are down, if the product location provided in the response file is wrong, in all the cases, update installer will fail. Update installer can also fail because of the reason if the appropriate jar files are not copied. So just to make sure before you apply any fix or fix pack using update installer, just ensure that all the values provided in response files are incorrect. Slide number 15. Question number 8. Why do I have to do additional configuration to make update installer work with WPG? Can we provide a checklist of what all is needed? WPG is a product which is installed on a distributed topology, and this also has one database to store the information. WPG fixes also involve some kind of changes in Java or some updates in database. Boss Update Installer does not have the functionality to update the applications which are installed on a distributed topology. And also, it does not have the functionality to update the database. Hence, to make the update installer of WASP compatible with WPG, we need some kind of additional configuration to be done. In a nutshell, we have only three steps of configuration. Number one, copying WPG UPDI zip file from WPG update installer support site to all the locations where WPG components are installed. Number second, copying the WASP jars and the database jars to appropriate locations. And the last is filling up the response file. Moving on to slide 16, question number 9. Do I ever need to restore the database while using update installer during installation or uninstallation? Answer to this question is, restoring of database is required only while uninstallation of FixPack. Otherwise, it is not at all required. In case of temporary fixes, application and uninstallation, update installer automatically reverts back the database changes. So DB restore is not required. But in case of FixPack uninstallation, user needs to restore the DB after uninstalling the FixPack using update installer. Moving on to slide 17, question number 10. How does WPG update installer handle a multi-node environment? Do I just apply the iFix or FixPack on a single node? Some of the users install WPG in a setup of multi-node environment, in which one cluster has more than one nodes installed on it. In such setup, user has the provision to apply the fix on only one node as well, rather than touching the entire cluster. Some of the users would be interested in testing a fix by just applying it on one node rather than applying it on the entire cluster. Such provision is available with update installer. Users can make the auto synchronization mode off using WASP admin console. And using update installer, he can apply the fix on a specific node by giving that specific node name in the response file. I'll hand over the presentation to Joseph now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Usha, and thank you to our panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions. At this point in time, Tori, we would like to open the lines for a live Q&A period.
Our first question is from Chuck Freeman.
My question is, is there going to be continued support for DB2 version 8X? If the update installer... And this is just kind of a general question concerning WPG also.
Hello, Chuck. This is Atul here. I'll take up that question. So as to repeat the question and to understand that I've taken it, registered it correctly, your question states that how long can WPG will continue support on DB2 version 8?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Essentially, DB2 has already announced the end of service for version 8 of their product line. Precisely to say, users or the customers may have an option of availing an extended support from DB2 so as to continue working on version 8. As long as usage of WPG is concerned with 8.2, the WPG version 6 is the only version which essentially supports on 8.2, and the other later versions are already having compatibility with the later DB2 support versions. So in case any of the customers get into an extended support for their DB2 8.x version, then WPG would be supported for 8.2 or 8.x versions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question from Andre. Our next question from Anurag Gupta.
I'm Anurag Gupta from Physicians Mutual. In our environment, we have a database server. We are using version DB2 9.5, and that's on a separate server than where we have our partner gateway installed. So when we do the update installer, do we have to do any updates even on database server, or does it change any permissions, or shall we just need to unzip the UPDI file on database side? How do we deal on that database server about the permissions and the update?
As IT mentioned in the presentation that for any kind of fix or fix pack, the update installer has to be run first from deployment manager location. And as you know that there is a file called response file in which we provide the credentials to connect to the database. In the same file, we provide the user to which the permission has to be given. So once the credentials are provided, update installer will connect to the database and would update it there itself. You don't have to touch the database location or running any script manually or providing any permissions. Update installer will take care of all this update automatically.
Okay, so manually we don't have to touch database anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
I show no questions at this time.
Thank you, Tori. At this point in time, I would like to turn to slide number 20 and pass the presentation to Usha for a summary of today's session.
Thank you, Joseph. In today's open mic session, we covered the business reasons for WPG to implement update installer. Through update installer, WPG has been enabled with the feature to install and uninstall fix packs and iFixes while maintaining the fix history of such activities as well. The advantage is WPG users can track the current configuration in terms of fix activities. By being integrated with WAS in using the same update installer tool, WPG users can stay with the same implementation for maintenance strategy. We have also highlighted the capability of update installer allowing the selective application of fix packs on selective nodes. This option is also desirable by some of the customers. We have also reviewed and answered the questions on the additional steps to enable the update installer for WPG, some of the procedures such as extracting some files, copying database and WAS jars, and filling up the response files with the database and WAS credentials, credential problem is one of the most common user error in using Update Installer. Having a response file with the accurate parameters is the key to successful execution of Update Installer. We had also guided you to use updateconfig.log when you troubleshoot the problems. While you are in that file, search for ERROR, that is error in caps, and review the details from the error message. This will help you to correct the problem and proceed further. In the live questions today, we got a question asking if we'll be supporting database DB2 version 8.2 with WPG or not. The answer is WP database team has been ended the support of DB2 8.2. If at all any customer has the extended support of this database version, WPG will also continue to support it. The other question we got, if any user need to touch the database for providing any kind of permissions or running any scripts manually, the answer is no. Update Installer takes care of updating the database automatically. I would strongly encourage you to review the technical exchange I did with Aichi in September 2009 on Update Installer. I have put the URL on this slide. That technical exchange along with the white paper authored by me would greatly increase your usage experience in Update Installer with WPG. Our panel is appreciative that we had a chance today to answer your pre-submitted and live questions and at the WPG Support Center. We would look forward to continue working with you and any Update Installer PMRs. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Usha, for a great summary. At this time, we will conclude the Open My session.